Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cole.
What up?
Turn the SEC mixtape, man.
You talking about Bonzo's show?
Yeah. See what they talking about real quick on these games.
All right, here we go. 4th and 18 for the Tigers. Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up, going to throw downfield. Just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis got it under the touchdown. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in third
to half. SEC Mixtapes. Hosted by Bonzo.
The realest coverage in the South.
People, what's up, SEC football fans? How y'all doing? You know, back at y'all for episode number 28. Billy Bad, welcome to the show. What's up with you, Billy Bad?
Man, I'm sitting here watching the Heisman Trophy winner look like Sean White or somebody.
He ain't looking good, man. He ain't looking good, but you know, this is a good opportunity, man. You know, he's on the big stage right now. Louisville being 4 points in bunches, so I wouldn't count him out too soon. But it looked like they had some serious problems stopping Houston's offense.
Yeah, Houston's defense looked pretty good, man.
Yeah, they're looking good, man. They're looking good. But you know, one thing when it comes to defenses, man, depth. All right, we'll see. We're going to continue to watch the game and see, you know, if Dell plays a part in it. But Billy Bad, man, I've been on Twitter majority of the day. Just read. I like to read on Twitter. I'm not a big tweeter, but I do love to read, man. I mean, find out all types of information on Twitter. And one thing that's floating around out there right now is that Jeremy Johnson is going to be starting at quarterback for Auburn this Saturday. I mean, have you read that today?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter as well. Yeah, I mean, it is Alabama A&M, so, I mean, like I said, it's no big shock. He's going to go out there, he's going to throw over 400 yards, and everybody's going to say he's back and all this, and it don't really mean a hill of beans, you know.
So, no matter what he does, I agree, man. I mean, they're playing against an overmatched Alabama A&M, so, you know, 400 or 500 yards, this really doesn't mean much against Alabama A&M. This is my question, or my concern. Gus Malzahn. Gus Malzahn on Tiger Talk said team will start quarterback Jeremy Johnson. Sean White has not practiced. So Sean White hasn't practiced this week. Someone tweeted that Gus Malzahn said that on Tiger Talk. And so read on the internet, it must be true. It must be true.
Well, you know, yep. SEC Mixtapes reported it first. So G. Willis did point that out. When was that, Tuesday night? He said Jeremy Johnson was going to start.
Mm-hmm. And I got to eat some crow on that one. I got to eat some crow. Because, I heard some, you know, the talk were that Jeremy Johnson had basically been banned from the field. You know, so, hey, he's out there. And honestly, one thing I'm learning about Auburn this year, more than any, is that they really keep things pretty close to the program. They don't leak much when it comes to injuries, when it comes to, you know, what's really going on and who's doing what. They keep things close to them. They keep everybody guessing. And honestly, against Georgia, it looks like they kept themselves out of the loop. Because Jeremy Johnson is good enough, you know, to start in this game. I mean, I'm sorry. I the more I look at that last game, the more I realize that Coach Malzahn is actually still getting his feet under him, man. Like, he's still making rookie mistakes. Because nothing can convince me that a 50% Shaun White, a 50% healthy Shaun White is a better option than 100% healthy Jeremy Johnson or 100% healthy John Franklin III. So that I'm just not cool with that.
I think he's also
he
protecting.
Hey man, I told y'all about these Auburn Tigers, man. They if you in on the tweets, we got to get these text messages posted. Other than the jokes and nasty pictures I post, it's very entertaining. I predicted on Monday just by looking at or viewing what Auburn has in their stable. I pretty much predicted that Jeremy Johnson will be the starting quarterback for the Auburn Tigers.
They don't have any running backs. I think it's more protected running back.
You know what Coach Boyd called? You know, Coach Boyd works at Alabama A&M. And you know what he told me? He said Tony Stevens could quarterback this week. I thought that was hilarious. Billy, he actually, you know, said something pretty profound in one of the text messages he sent, responding to the Jeremy Johnson start, is that this might be it for him. This might be his turnaround game. I really hope for him and his legacy it is. You know, this is his senior year.
A&M cannot be considered a turnaround game.
Here's the thing. I mean, everybody on the show knows, I attended both schools. So you would think that I would be torn in this game, but I'm not. I mean, I'm not going to say which one I'm pulling for because I'm just not.
Hey,
but anyway.
Can I read the title of the show? It's pretty good.
What's the show?
And it relates to what you were just saying.
Find the Pokemon.
The title of the show is Cupcake Before the Iron Bowl, anyone?
You know what?
I'll
be in Destin all week this coming up Thanksgiving week, right? Matter of fact, me and Billy plan on getting together while we're down there. I'm leaving at 5:00 Saturday morning to get back to view this game. And you know what my mom and dad both said at the same time? Why?
Man,
why, son,
man.
Are you rushing back to watch that?
The reason why Gus is starting Jeremy this week is because he's depleted everybody at running back. And he's just going to air the ball out. That's all he can do to keep from hurting his safety. Yeah,
they're going to throw the ball.
Against A&M?
Yes.
Why not?
Jeremy, I told you what's going to happen. Jeremy Johnson's going to throw for 400 yards, and y'all going to say, oh, man, he's back. I'm telling you here, Billy, you hearing it now. They're going to get Alabama trouble.
Nah, you won't hear me say
before the game. I'm giving you guys my opinion on that thing. I still feel like points are going to be hard to come by in that game. I feel like points are going to be hard to come by in that game by both offense. And that's not going to change. So I'm saying that before. I'm going to go ahead and say that before Alabama, before Auburn trashes Alabama A&M. I'm just going to go ahead and say that. So I don't hear that bandwagon stuff, but I'm telling
you.
Do you
remember the last Auburn Alabama A&M game?
You said, do I
remember how that game went?
It was like 65-7. What was it?
Nah, it wasn't that bad. I don't recall it being that bad. A&M gave them a game for at least I think 10 minutes or so of the first quarter. I mean, but, you know, within those 10 minutes, I mean, they looked like – but this was one of Auburn's worst, like, years ever, the last time they played A&M. So, hopefully, even though we have a depleted team, they can come out and, and show that they, you know, have the superior talent. But again, we don't have a superior coach, so we don't know what's going to happen. Let's just be honest. Wow.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Commercial
break.
What?
Now.
Touchdown. Oh, no, no. I almost said touchdown.
Ooh. I don't know if G. Willis, are you watching the Houston Louisville game?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
I'm glad you mentioned that. How's your Heisman candidate looking this game?
Man, it's all
he's wearing
first
black.
Quarter.
He's
it's
wearing
second
black.
Quarter, man.
It's the second quarter.
It'll be halftime in
it's
a minute.
It's the second quarter. It's the second
and he almost,
quarter. You know, it'll be halftime, but, you know, Louisville scores points, you know, in bunches.
I agree.
Let's just see.
That's
what
not
happens.
The point. The point for me is he's supposed to be, you know, all world, which I'm not saying he's not, but he needs to be consistent in every quarter for him to, like, run away with this Heisman race. Even the sad case is this, though. There really is no – who's second right now? Who's second in the Heisman race?
It doesn't matter. They're too far behind.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey, but one thing I did see about him, he's extremely accurate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he had a couple
scary.
Of tip balls at the line, but he's extreme. Yeah. Man, I'm talking about 25 yards down, and the guys don't even break stride.
Yeah, that's scary,
you know,
man. That really is.
I've seen quite a few drop balls in this game, too. I've seen quite a few drop
balls.
Yeah,
but it was on. It was their fault.
For Houston.
Yeah,
Houston
dropped
though.
Quite a few balls. So we're talking
I've
about
seen,
24
I've
to
seen
nothing.
Drop some. I've seen both of them drop some. But, guys, let's move on. Let's move on to one. You know, there are a few interesting games this weekend. I don't know if I would call them, quote unquote, good games, but. Some very interesting games. One of those interesting games that's going to have a lot of playoff implications is going to be Michigan State versus Ohio State. On paper, Ohio State should beat the slop out of Michigan State. On paper, statistically, what they've done, record for record, stat for stat, they should. However, that's one of those games that strange things tend to happen. So, do either one of you guys give Michigan State a chance?
Yeah, I give them a chance. I'm with you on that. Wait a minute. What are they playing in Michigan State too, right?
I'm gonna give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up right now.
I think so. Yeah, I give them a chance. I guess.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. You're right. They're playing at Michigan State, and you know what? They're in the Big Ten. Like, the home field advantage, it tends to sway things very, very, very heavily. Like, I picked Iowa versus Michigan last week because of the home field advantage. You know, it just seems
like
those guys get up for the game, and it
not only that, Michigan's only played two road games all year.
You know what? You did pick that game, didn't you, Bonzo? It just hit me. You
did
pick that game.
I did.
Hey, man, congratulations, man.
But
how much money
you know
went
what?
On that game?
$800.
You know, I didn't actually bet anything, man. I didn't put anything on a parlay. I did not.
I did on a parlay.
The week before, I did pretty good, but out of all the upsets I picked, I had quite a few picks last week. I didn't bet any money. You know, but one thing, Michigan State gave Michigan a pretty good game. In fact, Michigan State led majority of the game against Michigan. Michigan, at the end, pulled it out, of course, I think they won by a touchdown. It was about 6 points or 7 points. And honestly, man, it wouldn't – man, Ohio State, buddy, they better
I didn't buy into the Michigan stuff. I never bought into the Michigan hype.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't either, man. I didn't either. However,
and the reason being, they only played two road games.
Well, not only did they only play two road games, their schedule, man, they had a very, very, very. I mean, their schedule was pretty. It was. I can think of at least three teams in the SEC who may be undefeated or only have one loss with Michigan's schedule. You know what? I'll go with four. I'm gonna read Michigan's schedule to you guys. I want y'all to hear this. Because a lot of people have been building up Michigan, you know, Jabril Peppers for the Heisman. But I'm gonna go. Here you go. First game they play Hawaii. Second game, University of Central Florida. Third game, Colorado. Fourth game, Penn State. Fifth game, Wisconsin. Sixth game, Rutgers. Illinois. Michigan State. Maryland. And Iowa. So that, I mean, whenever you play a schedule like that, yes, it does help you and get you into the playoffs. But when you get to the playoffs, and you're staring down in Alabama, you know, I'm not sure. Look what happened to Michigan State last year. What happened to Michigan State? I'm not talking about Michigan. I'm talking about Michigan State. It looked like the first time they saw SEC football players. It really did. It really did. And it got rough real quick. So, as far as Michigan goes, Michigan versus Ohio State, that's going to be a big one. Where do you see? Who do you see remaining in the playoffs, Gene? Who do you see remaining in the playoffs?
That was my next question for you guys, because if Louisville loses this game tonight, that takes them completely out the mix.
It does.
I think Ohio right now, no matter what they do, because of how they playing.
Well, no, because you got to look at it like this. Ohio State and Michigan, somebody's got to lose that game. So if they're the number five team, that pushes them up to in that equation. So I don't think if they come back and win this game, I think they make the playoffs. But so that's my question.
I agree.
Who's number? So who do we have behind them that can jump and make this playoff? Because like we said, Michigan, Ohio State, one of them will be watching it from Florida somewhere. Let's put it that way. Or maybe Sugar Bowl or Rose Bowl or something like that.
Hey,
man, those guys are swarming.
They are. They're looking good, man. They're looking good. They're looking like they're on right now. They're going to have to keep it up for four quarters. I'm telling you,
it's like they've been preparing for this game all season. The way it looks,
they're on
the quarterback.
They said they looked good that game after the Oklahoma game.
They look good, man. They look good. But you know,
it's first time.
If Louisville goes off the rip,
if Louisville ends up choking tonight, which would be a pretty big deal. Man, it's honestly a two-loss team could sneak into this thing, man.
Not Louisville. I don't see Louisville doing it. It'll be a two-loss Ohio State of Michigan.
If Louisville loses, fall all the way out. But you have Wisconsin.
It
have
to be
Wisconsin.
A two-loss team, wouldn't it?
You have Wisconsin.
Nah, no good.
You have to go back to the Washington, too, now.
Yep, you do. But, you know, Washington still has Washington get to Washington State. And they just stopped them again. They're going to be able to go into half with a 4-point.
Nah, they might get it. They might get it one more time.
I don't know, man. It depends on if you. Now, I'll tell you what. This
see, he's getting frustrated, too.
Right.
He ain't never been like that.
I'm about to point something out. Now, this is where your coach either has to put up or shut up. Now, Houston has been doing Louisville pretty. They've been doing whatever they wanted to do. With a hurry-up offense against Louisville. They haven't been trying to milk the clock. They've been using a hurry-up offense. So I wonder if they're going to take their foot off the gas right here or they're going to keep their foot on their throat. Now, this is going to tell a lot about Tom Herman, in my opinion, man.
Well, that's all his offense does. He don't know but one
speed.
I
don't see any team that can jump. I'm looking at the top 10
I'm looking at it too. I see one.
Nobody
would pay.
I tell you what, Penn State got. They play a championship.
Yeah,
I would love to see Penn State,
the Big Ten,
go in there and get crushed because I don't see them beating anybody. Penn State is. I mean, I don't believe in Penn State. I just don't.
Well, man, I'm telling you, man, James Franklin is a real good coach. He's a good coach. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, he's a big game coach. He's a big game coach. Ask Ohio State.
He sells dreams. I know a guy that coached with him at Vanderbilt. One of my better friends was one of the strength coaches there. And he sells dreams. He makes people believe in his dreams. And that's awesome for a coach. He's going to throw it.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
My goodness. They just did it. Oh. Oh, my goodness.
There you blowout.
There's the answer. Hey, Tom Herman gets sacked. He gets sack of the day. He gets the sack of what, guy? Tom Herman just drop kicked Bobby Petrino.
Which proves what I said early in the year. Louisville does not have a substantial defense in order to play anybody worth anything. I mean, it's all the quarterback. Once Lamar Jackson leaves that team, you have a regular college football team who can be beat on any given Saturday. And
you
that's
know,
what I'm looking
Houston,
at right now.
They gave their stats in the beginning of the game. Their heaviest offensive lineman is 289 pounds. Houston's offensive line.
Oh, his offensive line is 289 pounds.
Yep.
Wow. Burton. Of course. That look good. Look good. Well, guys, I got a couple of things I want to cover, if y'all don't mind. Watching the game a little bit. This game is pretty interesting. If y'all not watching, please tune in. Louisville versus Houston. But let's go ahead and talk the Iron Bowl, man. That's what we do. That's what this show is about. Don't kid yourself. So, G. Willis.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you a question. Just give an answer to the question. Give an honest answer. And just finish my statement. G. Willis, go first. I ask you second, Billy Bad. Here's the question. If Auburn beats Alabama, the game will play out like – go.
If Auburn beats Alabama, the game will play out as Alabama just did not show up. They played their second string, and they were fooled on trick plays.
Okay, so nothing about the defense. Okay, go ahead. Billy
I can go in depth, but I'll leave it alone.
Okay, that's fine. If you want, you can go in depth. Go ahead.
A real short answer.
Come on, break it down a little bit. Give me a small breakdown.
If Auburn beats Alabama, which I definitely don't agree with, but I play along, it would have to be a lot. If you remember the game, I think it was Malzahn's first year maybe, or was it his second year, when we didn't have a chance in hell. Maybe it was when he was the offensive coordinator. When the guy after Cam Newton was quarterback, when we didn't have a chance in hell, and they came in and they ran a lot of trick plays. They played ball for three quarters, but Alabama, they punched them in the mouth at the end of the game. And Alabama was a strong team that year as well. So I think the only way they were to beat them right now is trick plays. Because I agree with Billy. I don't think Cam will play the rest of this year. He might play in a bowl game. I think Petway is out for the year. I think Sean White is probably not going to be effective the rest of the year. So it's going to have to be some or let's throw this back in the equation. Jeremy Johnson will have the game of his life, which will make him a coach at Auburn the rest of his life because he'll never play football again.
Billy Bad, if Auburn beats Alabama, if Auburn beats Alabama, the game will play out like.
I say it'll be second and third string playing the game most of the game because Louisville is going to get blanked here, and I think a one-loss Alabama can still be in the top four. And Nick Saban will rest players like Reuben Foster and all those guys that's nicked up, and I think they'll just rest a whole bunch of people.
I agree.
Okay. So you think that's what will happen if Auburn wins? That's what it will be if Auburn wins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boy, Alabama just missed the bus getting there, and that's at their own stadium.
And I, you know, one reason that I'm going ahead, that one reason I'm glad that we'll go ahead and cover the Iron Bowl is because I really want to be on work. I want to be on record first saying this. I do, because I hate for people to think that SEC Mixtape goes to other shows and, you know, listens and piggybacks off what they say. But this is what I believe will happen if Auburn beats Alabama. If Auburn beats Alabama, Auburn's defensive line is all over Jalen Hurts, and he turns the ball over quite a bit. Auburn scores one touchdown and three or four field goals and keeps Alabama under 10 points. That's what I think happens if Auburn beats Alabama. Okay, let's play this game. Okay, is if Alabama beats Auburn, will it be A, a blowout, or B, a close game? Go ahead, G. Willis.
Blowout.
Billy Bad.
I think it'll be a close game with the twos and threes playing.
With the twos and threes playing. But I'm saying, yeah. No, we ain't talking about twos and threes. Because Nick Saban wins red. There's no way Nick Saban
wins
red. he has his full roll tied on tonight. And, you know, it's going it's gonna be funny if we have to revisit this. But,
hey, Bill,
I mean,
y'all
have y'all full Auburn on every day.
So,
you got it on right now.
Billy, question. And I ain't trying to be sexy with you right now, Billy. This is what you normally ask a woman. But, Billy, what you got on right now?
You don't even have to ask.
Hey, yeah, you don't even need to know. You don't even need to know right now.
You don't have to ask. Man.
Hey, dog. Hey, I'm telling you that
Lamar Jackson on first.
Yeah, he's looking confused and frustrated.
No, they're not blocking. His line is looking.
They had five.
Is looking terrible. Look at that.
They had five false.
Look at that. Nobody blocked him at all. He came three. No one blocked him. Easiest sack he ever got his whole life.
That should be a flag. You saw him
but,
push him in the back.
Hey, Billy. Billy, I want to bring up a great question because I heard different radio hosts saying that crazy stuff today about Nick Saban possibly sitting his starters against Auburn because he doesn't want to get them hurt. I think that's Alabama fans that's praising for an excuse when they lose. But I'm gonna say this: if Nick Saban actually rests players against Auburn, that will be the most un-Nick Saban thing that has ever happened in the history of Nick Saban.
I didn't say they weren't going to start now. He's going to do the same thing
Nick
this
Saban,
week. I think
Nick
he's going to
Nick Saban is a very, very short guy. He's sharper. Nick Saban understands
hey,
that
radio
on any
host,
given
can
Saturday,
I talk? Can I talk,
can
radio host?
You can lose against anybody
radio
on any
host.
Given Saturday.
You're right.
Okay, hear me out.
But I think.
Hear me out. So.
Good gracious.
And Nick Saban also understands if he loses in the SEC championship, and that's his only loss, he can still get in the game. I'm just Billy.
It's my turn now.
Go ahead.
Nick Saban is going to go into the Auburn game with the same game plan he going into the Chattanooga, Tennessee game. He's going to start his starters and going to say, go out there, establish your game, and then you only have so much time, and then you're coming out of the game.
Okay.
If we go there, if we go with a one loss in the regular season, so be it. I do not think, anybody in the SEC East can beat us.
No.
Now, look, I'm going to say this. I'm gonna say this, man. And you really gotta consider this, man, and think about this. Is Jalen Hurts is banged up in the SEC championship game? If he's banged up,
yep.
I mean,
Alabama still
wins.
Yeah, we're still winning.
Okay.
They all they do, Bonzo, is all they do, Bonzo, is change their philosophy.
Is just this. Yeah,
right.
he's the same player, man. He runs too.
They will just go into a regular offense. They will pass the ball and run the ball like they're supposed to do anyway, versus running this throw from sideline to sideline and see if they can scramble. Hurts. I mean, it's going to have to be what they did last year. Remember the quarterback
Bronzo,
they had
that's
last
about
year?
The fifth. That's about the fifth Louisville kid they took off to the sideline hurt.
Who was the quarterback last year, Bonzo, at Alabama?
He don't know.
Blake Sims?
Nope. that's my whole point. Alabama can win without a quarterback. All they need is somebody to facilitate the offense.
Hey, Bonzo, I told you this in the beginning. I promise you that the offense will get better.
What offense will get better?
Alabama offense.
What offense are you talking about?
They grooming that kid because he's young. But I'm telling you, Cooper Bateman can move the offense, man. I'm telling you.
Cooper Bateman can move the offense, but a freshman is starting over him.
Yes. Yes.
I agree.
I'm telling you, man. He can move the offense.
Cooper Bateman can move the offense, but a freshman
Well, that's you. You follow your team, and you know Jeremy Johnson can move the offense in practice.
I'm talking football.
Me too.
I can't talk football. This isn't necessarily about my team. I just see holes in that offense. I said that all year. I said that all year long.
I'm not a believer
in that offense.
I see holes too.
I said that.
I see holes with Jalen Hurts at quarterback.
And exactly.
I guarantee you it will be a more efficient offense with a normal quarterback in the game.
I see holes too, Bonzo. But I'm telling you, if need be, they can bench him and they will move the ball, I promise you.
Calvin Ridley, you'll see more of him.
I'm interested because, I'll disagree with this, Bonzo.
What do you think about Alabama's offensive line?
It's very suspect. It's very suspect.
Billy, what do you think about them?
I think they're real good.
I think the same. Okay, so. With that being said,
let's talk about it.
Can we talk about it? Oh, we will. I'm coming back to you. I'm not going to dismiss you.
Go ahead.
With that being said, we got some people who see holes. We got some people that see a pretty good offensive line. So, what are you seeing with the holes in this offensive line? What do you see wrong with the offensive line right now? Let's look at last game. What did they do wrong with you last game they played?
They played against Mississippi State, okay? And
I saw holes everywhere.
Okay, you did. They opened up holes against Mississippi State. But let's talk about this. When they played against decent defenses, when they played against LSU, how the offensive line, how they fare? How do you think they fare?
I think they did enough to win the game.
Okay. All right. They did enough to win the game. However, I don't think this is what I'm talking about. Jalen Hurts has fumbled the ball at least once.
He's a freshman.
And I think all but one game this year. And it was due to the offensive line opening his legs and letting somebody come in and hit that quarterback. Untouched.
Let me ask you the question, but I'm gonna go off subject a little bit. We're gonna go to NFL. Why do you think Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott are being so successful as rookies right now?
A great offensive line. And an incredible offensive line.
That is all they really, I mean, that's all they drafted in the past three, 4 years. Well, 4 years.
Exactly.
Let's go 4 years.
Well, let me ask you this, Bonzo. Bonzo. So
okay.
you telling me that Jalen Hurts is being, is that good on his own, just on his own?
That's why he's back there. I'm not saying that the offensive line just continues, just the whole game, they let people hit him. Now, that's your Bama fan in you right there, man.
No, I just asked the question.
But
because
he doesn't do it all by himself. But the reason that Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback for Alabama is because they need a quarterback who can buy time. They need someone who can buy time because their offensive line isn't as strong as it normally is. They need someone to buy time. And that's why he's back there.
What do you think about Cam Robinson?
Like, for the most part, all the plays that he makes, when is he making these plays? Most of the plays that he makes, when does this play happen? When the offensive line breaks down, he runs for a first down. Is he more effective as a runner or a passer?
I thought those were playing runs. It looked like plays.
Yeah, they playing runs. Playing run around the right.
That's not exactly scrambles. I think those are playing runs.
The touchdown he scored against LSU? Was that a playing run?
That was a quarterback draw. Yeah, I think it was a quarterback draw.
It was a quarterback draw? You sure?
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me.
Me too. Okay. Well, all right.
It's no different than what Lamar Jackson trying to do right now.
And you see the score?
Yeah, I do. I surely
do.
Hey, that freshman number 10 for Houston is a beast.
Yeah. You know, he's supposed to came to Alabama. He backed out. He was he's the highest rated player ever to even go to Houston.
Yep, he's their only five-star. He's the only five-star that Houston's ever
got. Oh, that's
Jackson. Well, Jackson.
Well, no, it's not.
Mm. Now, look, they're going to turn it up. Petrino going to turn up. But
he better do it.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I'm just not ready to. I got to see him play, man. I got to see the game. I got to see him play. I just believe, man. Against a good defense.
I believe I can fly. Got him.
Got him.
No, they don't. Oh, I was going to say, no, they don't.
How many times has he been sacked?
Four. This
five.
Before. That,
I know
that'd
I've
be four.
Seen him go down four times.
There's four right there.
Wow, that ain't good.
That's three people blitzing, four people running.
Look at that. They're not even picking them up. They have no idea where they're coming from.
Nah, they doing a lot of stunts, man. A lot of stunts. Oh, it's
look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
I can already tell Billy's TV is a little bit behind mine.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Just a tad bit.
Mm-mm-mm.
So,
we got LSU
back,
Florida this weekend. LSU
yeah, that's
Florida.
A,
that was a
yeah,
game postponed.
I think LSU will run all over Florida.
And they
they're
will.
Upset.
And you know what that means? G. Willis, you are going to laugh at this. You're going to like this. If LSU beats Florida and Tennessee beats Kentucky, not Kentucky. They have Vanderbilt and
Missouri. Right.
If Tennessee beats Missouri and Vanderbilt, Tennessee still wins the East. Tennessee wins the East.
Hey,
I thought you
were going to say South Carolina.
LSU, if Florida loses to LSU and Tennessee beats Vandy and they beat Missouri, then Tennessee
wins the
SEC.
I say we kick South Carolina and Missouri completely out of the conference. Oh, that's a hold. There it is. Yeah, bring that back.
That was more than a hold. That was a tackle. He just tapping him. He just said, I'm over holding. Holding ain't working. I need to tap.
They're going to decline it. Better decline.
Yeah, it's fourth down. It's fourth down.
Yeah, you're going to decline it. Well, this is interesting right here. Hey, man. Hey, look. Boy, it's rough going in the locker room at halftime down 31-0.
He frustrated,
ain't
too.
Ain't nothing good that can be said. Ain't nothing good that can be said.
Too.
Look at it. See, he just said, forget it. I'm not going to hold him. I'm going to tackle him. Holding ain't going to work. I need to tap this kid. Ooh. Wow. Well, Tom Herman, he's trying to put his name back in the mix. But
hey, he probably
hey, guys, what do you think about LSU and Jimbo Fisher? Have y'all been
well,
reading up on
it? I heard it. I tweeted it. It would be bad for LSU because he's not a good coach.
Yeah, I don't think.
It would be funny. I know. A lot of the Florida State fans will probably welcome it because they want him gone. What do you think about Les Miles going to Baylor?
Hey man, Les Miles' name is at the top of the list for Baylor and Texas, which is odd. It's odd. That's odd to me because the Big 12, you know, honestly, they're the worst. They're one of the worst Power 5 conferences. They are. They're the bottom. They're the worst Power 5 conferences. Statistically, the Big 12 always just, I mean, they play absolutely no defense. They don't play a lot of defense in the Big 12 at all. So why would they, for your conference to get better, you
it
have
would
to
take
them
a while
to. So bringing in Les Miles, I don't like to use this term, but bringing in an SEC leftover, I don't think that's a good look for a program like Texas or Baylor.
It would take him too long to get his type players at Baylor versus going to Texas.
Yeah, that would take years. You're absolutely right. Because Baylor is a lean offensive school right now. Think about it. Who in the Big 12 would hire Les Miles is it? Well, I guess they're trying to change the game. Maybe they're trying to bring a good defense to the Big 12 because Les Miles is known for good defenses, but offense, no, not at all. I mean, that's why he got fired. He could not score points. Imagine a head coach in the Big 12 who can't score points. Does that even make sense? That's just crazy to me. But I guess that's why I'm not an AD. We're going to move on. We're going to cover. I'm going to drop all the game, guys. We don't have much time left here, so I'm going to go down the list. And that'd be the bad. And G with a C. All right, first up. Let me get them up. I'm going to pull the game. I don't have them up, guys. I'm being kind of late. Well, y'all boys is in this TV right now. But let's go. With the SEC, we have. I'll take a deep breath like a Steve Harvey breath. All right, we got Louisiana Lafayette versus Georgia. They play at 11 o'clock. Louisiana Lafayette isn't a terrible team. They aren't a terrible team. But, I think Georgia's on
the
Georgia smashing.
Okay.
Georgia walk in.
Yeah, I agree.
With a little Auburn hand.
Yeah. That's kind of hard to call. That's kind of hard to call for us SEC guys because who has seen them play? So you got to go with what they did last week.
I'm kind of a dork, and I have watched a little bit of Louisiana Lafayette.
I'm going to say you underestimate yourself.
Yep.
Hey, you're selling yourself short.
They'll score more points on Georgia than Auburn did.
Again, I say you're selling yourself short. I don't think you're a little bit of a dork. I think you're a lot of a dork.
That's fine.
I'm gonna go with Georgia, and I expect Eason and Ridley to have a big game. That's gonna be Ridley's come out game.
Okay.
Saints in the past.
What was his come out game?
Who
Ridley?
Who? What was
the wide receiver
Ridley?
No, he came out against Tennessee.
Oh, really? Okay.
He came out against Tennessee, man.
Yeah, he only had one catch against Tennessee.
Texas A&M going against Texas San Antonio. That'll be a maul.
Okay. Skip. Well, what do you think about Ole Miss's new quarterback, Bronzo?
Shay.
Hey, man. Yeah,
he's the bomb.
Hey. I mean, Young, I think they should. They might want to keep that red shirt on him because I just don't see him I don't see him leaving early, man. You know, but it was first game. He has time. I'm not gonna give any type of verdict on him yet. I mean, kid, I haven't.
I mean, don't give a verdict. Explain to SEC fans that may not have had an opportunity to see him play. What do you think about his play?
Man, honestly, I only watched some highlights in that game, man. I gotta be honest with you. So, I can't really give a verdict on a game that I didn't pay that close attention to. So, I don't have. What do you think about it, G. Willis?
Well, I mean, I've read a lot of stuff on him, and they like his play. They like his, you know, he kind of changed the offense because he's more of a runner. So, I mean, I think it's exciting to see somebody come in after your star quarterback, who is a prolific passer or thrower. I think they've changed the term now, thrower in the SEC. I mean, to see him come out and do that, I think is great for Ole Miss. I mean, it builds some type of excitement to sell. Everything is a business, so it's selling tickets for next year. It's really what it's doing, building the hype.
I think that's great
for Ole Miss.
Because
you know,
Ole Miss actually plays Vanderbilt this weekend, and a freshman quarterback against Vanderbilt. Hey man, that could get ugly.
I think he gets killed.
That could get ugly. So Vandy, Ole Miss, who do you have?
I got Vandy.
Who do you have? Billy Bat?
I got Ole Miss because he's gonna put up points. That offense still gonna score.
Vandy's gonna
go back to being Vandy offense. I mean, they just had they played over their head when they played Auburn, and they're gonna go back to being Vandy, and I think Ole Miss is gonna beat them.
I spoke with Zach Cunningham's brother today, Fred Cunningham. He lives in Birmingham. He's one of my frat brother's roommates, and that guy, man, it's like a family effort. I mean, everybody, it's like a lot of them. He has a lot of siblings, and they all support that young man. They talk to him every day. They make a point of grounding him and talking to him every day. And I think that's tremendous. And I know for a fact they're not overlooking Ole Miss at all. They're not, you know, I'm going to put it to you like this. Ole Miss has less to gain by beating Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is trying to make a bowl. Do you know what kind of party happens in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee, when Vanderbilt makes a bowl game? They party. Because that's not what they typically do.
But I'm gonna bring something to your attention. If Vandy pulls this game out against Ole Miss, if Vandy can pull out against Ole Miss and somehow figure out how to win against Tennessee, because honestly, it would shock me if Vandy beat Tennessee, because sometimes Tennessee just beats itself. So that wouldn't shock me at all. That would be a Vanderbilt win. This season, Vanderbilt would have wins against Georgia, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. That may be perhaps one of the greatest seasons in Vandy's history.
No.
If they win against Ole Miss this weekend and squeak it out against Tennessee,
they had a pretty good year.
Went pretty deep. Yeah, I was going to say they went when their whole defense went pro 1 year. They made a bowl. They beat Auburn. They won like eight or nine games one year.
James Franklin was the coach. They beat Auburn. I think Auburn was the star there, and that was the last year that Gene Chizik was there too. So they
who?
Yeah, that
who?
Third year wasn't great.
Now, who you say
was great, but it was great for Vanderbilt.
I'm talking about back when Jay Cutler was there. They had a pretty good season, too.
Oh, yeah. They had a couple of little splashes of greatness. They have. Because they had a great linebacker when Jay Cutler was there, too. You remember that?
Yeah. And safety. They had a couple of guys during the first round.
We have 15 more minutes. We got 15 more minutes, guys.
What game are we missing? It was another game that was – Ohio's Kentucky – is Kentucky not in the equation anymore to go to the championship? Well, you know, and
they are not
to win the East.
They would have had, if they would have beat Tennessee. Out. If they would have beat Tennessee last weekend, they actually would have been in the lead.
Okay.
They would have been leading if they had to beat Tennessee last weekend, but they lost. And Tennessee actually probably played. Tennessee actually. Well, I'm sorry, man. I just can't. I can't do it. No matter how I try to look at it, the cup is half full, and I really try to do that. But man, Tennessee. Man, Tennessee is about to have a new coach next year. I believe that, man. I think it's good for Bush Jones. I do. I think that team has stage fright. They have stage fright, man. They have players.
I just believe there's a lot going on that campus.
And I agree. And I mean, they're not going to have a choice but to shake things up, man. They're going to have to do something.
Nine of your recruits out of a class leave. That's all.
You know what?
Like
I just saw
Nick Saban losing those ones he lost this year. It was like everybody was like, "What's going on?" You know. But he had nine out of the same class.
Arkansas plays Mississippi State.
Wait a minute. Did Bonzo? Now, last week you had Fitzgerald winning the Heisman.
Who's Fitzgerald? You mean the quarterback from Mississippi State?
Yes, sir.
You talking about the quarterback from Mississippi State?
I'm just going to say it. Hey, you want me to quote him? I'm just going to say it now. I'm just going to say it.
Go ahead.
He's going to give them problems. Don't be surprised.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go back to the show, because we can pull the tape on this. I can tell you exactly what I said. I said that in that game, he did his best impression of Cam Newton, and he'll never play a game that good in his life. Alabama's going to stomp him out. Pull the tape.
No, you didn't say that. You said they were going to give
pull
him a problem. And
pull
I think
tape.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I know that some gun
got hit 22 times, and his dad was over there in the stand just praying for the clock to run out.
He sure was. Yes, he was. But I'm going with Arkansas on that one. I think Arkansas beats Mississippi State. Not only do they beat them, they take care of business. Mississippi State is still.
which Mississippi school has been losing recruits this week? I want to say it is somebody. They've been getting decommitted all
Ole Miss.
Week.
It's
been Ole Miss, right? Yeah, it's been Ole Miss.
See, and that's what let me know something's going on there too. I believe they're about to go on probation.
Well, you know they're recruiting. They're leaving. They're head of recruiting.
Somebody
put
got
on leave.
That's right.
Because I saw that. I saw that today, too.
Yeah, Ole Miss,
I read that yesterday.
And Ole Miss, look, it may be a free-for-all for Ole Miss. I mean, seriously.
But
they
don't care. They would rather have these couple years of cheering than doggone, you know, because they weren't nothing before then. It just brought excitement to the school.
Well,
man,
I mean, they're happy
man.
Because
no.
– In the past 2 years, they were ranked number one in the nation. That was for them was winning a national championship.
It sure was.
Both teams in Mississippi, not just Ole Miss, but Mississippi and Mississippi State, both were top five teams. I think at one point they were number one and number two.
One and two.
Well, I'll tell you something that I read today, and honestly, it impressed me. You guys know I like to hear stats. Y'all always get on me, but today I read that Hugh Freeze, only one coach in college football, has more top 15 wins than Hugh Freeze the last 3 years, and that's Nick Saban.
You mean Will Muschamp wasn't in that equation at all?
Hey, man, more top 15 wins. You know, that's – That's a pretty impressive number, man. That's an impressive number. I know, you know, a lot of times at the beginning of the season, like
also,
numbers are inflated.
Hey, but
you really
also,
don't know what rank people really are. Go ahead.
Hey, Bonzo. I'm gonna have to look at this from the outside. Also, that's SEC bias, because if you rank all your teams in the top 15 in the beginning of the year and you beat
that's
each
right.
other, that's what you get. Because I'm sorry to say, you know, Tennessee was up there, Florida was up there. Who else over there? Georgia. You know, those teams wasn't really worthy of no ranking like that.
Yeah, I don't disagree, and I honestly, man, I'm not crazy about preseason rankings at all. I'm not crazy about them, but it gives everybody something to talk about. Get to see somebody, you know, become a clown team, and so I mean, it's cool, but I'm just not I'm not crazy about preseason rankings. But I thought that one. I just thought that was a pretty good set. That was a pretty decent set. But I feel like this about Ole Miss. And watch it, guys. Just watch it. This isn't my first time saying it. And you guys will be able to say, I heard Bonzo say it first. I believe this, man. First and foremost, if they drop the hammer on Ole Miss and don't put the cuffs on Hugh Freeze is going to leave. He's going to
leave. I believe that.
Why stay at a program who loses 12 scholarships? Now, if they put a show cause penalty on him, then he's really stuck with the program, and he can't go anywhere. Or if they, you know, make him sit out a year, he can't go anywhere. But if it's the program and they don't put a show cause on Hugh Freeze is gone. And what? Tennessee, y'all listen. Tennessee Volunteers, y'all listen. Hear me out. If Hugh Freeze becomes available and Tennessee doesn't take an opportunity to go after him with everything, then Tennessee will be left behind once again for about 5 or 6 more years. He's done what he's supposed to do.
Only thing he hasn't been relevant in 10, 15 years. When the last time Tennessee has been you worried about them or
relevant.
Worried about them being on your schedule?
They have
relevant.
Not. Exactly. And look at the coaches they've hired. Let's go with the coaches. Since former, they've had Derek Dooley, who wasn't proven.
He was a snappy dresser.
They had Lane Kiffin. That was his first job in the college ring.
That was first year.
Lane Kiffin.
First year he bailed on.
That was his first year in college football. Okay, and Bush Jones. I mean, they haven't went after a coach. It's Tennessee, man. I can remember growing up Tennessee. Rocky Top. You know, for a while.
That was Rocky. You'll always be. Home sweet home to me. Yeah, they hadn't been good since what was the coach that was there in the '80s? What was his name, Billy?
Philip Fulmer.
They haven't been good.
Who was there before him? Who was there before him?
Oh man, I don't even know because Fulmer was there for like a ridiculous.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't even think I was.
I remember the coach before him. That's what I'm trying to. But I remember when Bo was there. And we used to play them all the time when they had who was their running back? Because they had an awesome running back too. He just pumped a
running back.
That's back in the good old days.
This is the alarming thing.
I'm trying to think
of
their coach's name.
This is when a program had to say, okay, what is going on? Like what is really going on?
It's time to spend money.
Well, that's why they hired the coach they have now. They hired him in there to cheat. That's just my opinion now. They hired him in there to cheat. He's getting all these recruits, but what they lacked of they ain't figured this part out. He can't coach.
Well,
he got a good recruiter. No coaching.
I'll say this. Hugh Freeze. Hugh Freeze, Tennessee. Hugh Freeze. You guys have the money. He's done what Tennessee, the only thing Tennessee wants to do, the only thing they want to do is beat Alabama. That's it. That's it. If Tennessee, if Hugh Freeze goes to Tennessee and beats Alabama one year, he can guarantee himself a job for 10 more years.
You know what's hilarious about everything you're saying? Both of them are not even really on the hot seat right now. Neither one of them on the hot seat right now. And we've already fired them. We've already fired them and put them in another job.
Hugh Freeze isn't on the hot seat. But if you think Hugh Freeze is about to sit around at Ole Miss after they take away about 12 to 20 scholarships, I don't believe it. If they give them a two-year bowl ban, I don't think he sticks with Ole Miss. Why would I don't see it. I mean, these coaches aren't loyal. These hoes ain't loyal.
Hey, man, I follow him on Twitter, man. He goes to church every Sunday, man. That's got to stand for something.
Hey, man.
I feel like he invited me to church.
Hey, Baylor.
Hey,
Baylor,
I think he's a good guy. He can't control what a school does.
Baylor is a bad.
He can't control
what
a whole school does, man. Hey, I say they can have Gus Malzahn. I mean, they can have him.
Hey, man, Gus going to be there, man. Gus going to be at all.
We're bringing back Tommy Tuberville and Gene Chizik as the defense coordinator. That's how Auburn, the future of Auburn right there.
Man, bring Pat Dye back.
I agree. 3rd and 20 up the middle.
Third and 20 up the middle.
That's where we're
sir. Guys, we have about 3 more minutes. What you guys have? What you got, Billy?
Man, I'm just trying to get through. Everybody needs to get through this week healthy and look at some good football on Saturday. Let me see who I'm going to watch. I'm going to look at that Florida LSU game. Fournette is going to play. You know, he is going to play, I heard. So, see if he's going to try to run angry again.
This will be a good weekend. Put some good on the grill, man. Put some on the grill, man. Ain't nothing really popping this week. Yeah, man, I'm going to throw some. I guess I might do a brisket this weekend, man. Do a brisket, you know, get me ready for all of this other stuff, you know, because I'm going to Florida Tuesday. So I'll be down there for the week scouting out some players, you know. But, no, scouting out the mall basically for Black Friday. Doing the thing. But looking forward, really, I'm looking forward to see what Auburn's going to do against Alabama A&M. I don't think that's just going to be a game that we just – I think it's going to be another Jacksonville State, but not quite to that. You know, it's not going to be to that extreme. But we're not going to walk over Alabama. Even though they're awful, I think with us trying to find the offense, we're going to probably, you know, have some, real just inconsistent football. Let's just put it that way. I think the defense will be there all game.
I don't think
the offense will show up.
I think
Billy,
you already
said they have 400
yards. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope they do, but I mean, I'm going off what I've seen. I hope Jeremy Johnson comes out and redeems himself, but, you know, right now we know his brain is not with him. So, I mean, what are we going to do?
Well, I'll say this, man. I think if you see Jeremy Johnson passing the ball a lot in that Alabama A&M game, that means that Sean White will not play in the Iron Bowl.
I don't think
John
he will. I think his injury is more.
Ball a lot.
I think him and Campbell wear both out. Yeah, I think the Iron Bowl is going to be a wash on both sides.
I think old boy is hurt more than what they letting out to be. I think he needs surgery on his shoulder or something.
I do too. I agree.
Well, we shall see.
He may have already had it knowing Auburn.
They could have. Now, I'll give that to Gus Malzahn. Now, he somehow keeps everything pretty tight, and a lot doesn't leak, man. A lot doesn't leak. But like I said, man, sometimes it seems like he's only tricking himself. You know,
why isn't Jason Smith playing quarterback?
What
happened to Jason Smith?
Oh, my goodness. You say Jason Smith? Well, I'm not sure, man.
Neither. I haven't heard anything.
I'm not sure. But this weekend, fellas, you guys know about this, but I'm going to go ahead and tell America. My little league football team, we're going to be playing in the championship game against the Anniston Gators. pretty excited about. I think we're gonna be I think we're gonna be champions this weekend, man. I really do. And I gotta thank my little league football team for making last Saturday actually a good day. I was so happy that we won that I couldn't be that pissed off that Auburn lost. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all for that. I appreciate it. But guys, that's gonna be our time. We'll see y'all next week. Hey, if you guys haven't joined our SEC Mixtape Facebook page, check it out. I've been posting some stuff on there. I'll be posting stuff on there all throughout the weekend. G Willis will be posting some stuff on there. Billy Bad will be throwing some stuff up there. But if you want to just talk with us, chat with us about football, you know, during the day, even if the show is known, go to Facebook page. Just like SEC Mixtape on Facebook. You'll see when we post things. Comment on what we post. Talk a little trash because it's about to get real heavy. It's Iron Bowl week. In fact, I'm about to log on right now and go ahead and digitally punch a Bama fan in the face.
Wow.
Pretty
aggressive, man.
Have a good day.
Pretty aggressive.
SEC Mixtape, that's our show. We'll see you guys
War Eagle.
Tomorrow.
War
have
Eagle.
A good one.
And War Eagle World Tide.
Billy, take off your drawers and...
Hey, Rose.
Yeah, the Alabama song on. I'll holler at y'all, man. Bye.